Welcome to this beginner deep dive on building a jungle ARP sequence in Ableton Live 12. If you're making drum and bass, jungle, or rollers, this is one of those little musical elements that can instantly make a track feel alive. It's not about writing a giant pop melody. It's about creating a fast, tense, rhythmic top line that pushes the groove forward and adds that classic jungle warfare energy. In this lesson, we're going to build a tube bar ARP idea that feels right at home over breaks and sub. We'll keep the workflow simple, use stock Ableton devices and focus on making something that sounds musical, controlled and useful in a real track. By the end, you'll have a jungle-style ARP you could use as an intro hook, a drop layer, or even a transition tool. First, let's set up the session. Open a fresh Ableton Live set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That puts us right in the sweet spot for jungle and a lot of modern DNB. Now create a few tracks, one for drums, one for sub, and one for the ARP. If you want, you can also leave room for an atmosphere track later, but the main thing is to separate the roles early. In DNB, this really matters because the drums, sub, and top line all need their own space. On the ARP track, load up a simple chain. You can use an instrument rack if you like, but the important pieces are ARPigator, a synth-like wave eatable or operator, EQ8, saturator, and maybe reverb or echo if needed. If you're building this kind of rack often, save it as a template. That's a huge beginner workflow win, because it keeps you moving instead of rebuilding the same setup every session. Now for the musical idea. Open a 2-bar MIDI clip and start with a dark key. A minor, D minor, or F minor are all great places to begin. Keep it very simple. Seriously, fewer notes than you think. Aim for just 3 to 5 notes total. You want short, repeating tones that create tension and movement, not a busy melody that fights the drums. A great starting shape in a minor might be A, C, E, G, and back to A. You can also try a tiny jump for tension, but keep the overall shape compact. Jungle ARPs work really well when they feel like a phrase, not just a loop. Think of it as a question and a reply. You can make bar 1 ask the question, and bar 2 answer it with a slight variation. Rhythm is everything here. Play some notes on off beats and avoid making everything land too neatly on the downbeat. That's part of what gives jungle its motion. Use short note lengths, somewhere around 1/16 to 1/8, and keep the notes tight enough that the ARPigator can breathe. If the pattern feels too robotic, remember this. A little bit of space can make the rhythm feel stronger. Now add Ableton's ARPigator before the synth. This is the engine of the whole sound. Start with up or up down style, set the rate to 1/16, and keep the gate around 40-60%. Leave chance at 100% for now, and keep hold off. When you play the clip, you should hear a fast, repeating pattern driven by your MIDI notes. If it feels too plain, don't panic. You can make it more alive by switching to up down, nudging the rate to 1/8 if you want a more rolling feel, or adding one extra note to the chord shape. The goal is not complexity for its own sake. The goal is motion that sits nicely with the breakbeat. In DNB, the drums already move fast, so the ARP just needs to add another layer of energy without overcrowding the groove. Next, choose your synth tone. Wave eatable is a great starting point because it can sound bright and modern without getting messy. Try a soul wave or a bright wave eatable on oscillator 1, and if you want, add a second oscillator slightly detuned and turned down a bit. Keep the unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, because too much width can blur the timing. Shape the filter so the sound cuts but doesn't take over. A low-pass filter with moderate resonance works well, and a cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz is a good range to explore depending on how bright you want it. Use a short amp envelope too. Fast attack, short to medium decay, short release. This makes the sound feel more like a stab or a digital pluck than a soft pad. That's the vibe we want for jungle. Sharp, tense, and clear. If wave eatable isn't your thing, operator is also a great choice. A simple, clean tone with a bit of harmonic movement can work beautifully. The important part is clarity. The ARP should speak above the drums, but it should never stomp on the snare or the sub. Now go back to the MIDI clip and refine the groove. Shorten a few notes, leave small gaps, and use velocity to bring it to life. This is a big one. If every note hits at the same strength, the line can sound flat even when the rhythm is busy. Try a velocity range where your main notes are around 80 to 110, and your ghost notes or lighter notes sit around 40 to 70. That little variation helps the sequence breathe and dance. Also, don't be afraid to change just one note at the end of the phrase. That's one of the easiest ways to make a loop feel like a real arrangement. In jungle and DNB, small changes go a long way. A single note shift, A small octave jump, or one omitted note can make the whole thing feel intentional and musical. Now let's make it fit the mix. Add EQ8 and high pass the ARP somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz so it stays out of the low end. If the sound gets muddy in the low mids, carve a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, you can gently tame a narrow area around 2.5 to 5 kHz. We're not trying to sterilize it, just clear a lane for the drums and sub. After EQ, add a little saturator. Keep it subtle. A few dB of drive is enough to give the ARP more presence and help it cut through a dense drop. If needed, turn on soft clip. Then add utility at the end and check the width. If the ARP is too wide, narrow it a bit. In DNB, mono discipline is important. You want the bass to stay solid, the drums to stay punchy, and the top line to be exciting without making the mix blurry. Now for the fun part. Movement. We're going to automate a few things over 8 or 16 bars so the ARP evolves instead of looping flat. Great targets are filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, echo feedback, arpeggiator rate for switch moments, and saturator drive for tension builds. Even a slow filter sweep can make the ARP feel like it's growing into the track. A classic move is to slowly open the filter over a 4-bar or 8-bar intro, then increase the reverb slightly before the drop, and cut it back right when the drums hit. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. You can also use echo with a short delay time, like 1/8 or dotted 1/8, and automate it lightly on the last note of a phrase. Just keep it controlled so it doesn't cloud the mix. If you want a bit more atmosphere, add reverb after echo, but keep it short and tight. In drum and bass, too much reverb can quickly turn a sharp pattern into a wash. Use it like seasoning, not soup. Now think about arrangement. Don't just loop the ARP forever. Use it like a real DNB production tool. For example, you could start with a filtered ARP and a light break texture for the first 8 bars. Then open it up as the drums become clearer. Bring it fully in during the drop with the sub and break. Later, strip it back and maybe use just a chopped fragment or a variation. Then bring in a second section with a small change like an octave shift or a new ending note. This is where the phrase mindset matters. Even a 2-bar ARP should feel like it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. If you only think in loops, things can get stale fast. If you think in phrases, you'll naturally start making changes that keep the listener locked in. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the ARP too busy. If you cram in too many notes, it can blur into noise. Start with fewer notes and let the rhythm do the work. Second, don't let it fight the sub. If the drums feel smaller when the ARP comes in, lower the ARP first before changing anything else. Third, don't drown it in reverb. And fourth, watch your stereo width. Wide top lines are tempting, but too much width can make the mix unstable, especially in mono. Here are a few extra pro moves you can try once the basic idea is working. Duplicate the ARP and make a quiet octave up layer for tension, but high pass it hard so it doesn't clutter the mix. Try a slightly shorter gate for a more stabbing, militant feel. You can also use a little swing or groove to make the pattern feel less mechanical and more like it's dancing around the break. If you want grime, add a touch of extra saturator drive, or even a very light bit of redux, but keep it subtle so the notes stay readable. And here's a really useful workflow tip. Resample or freeze the ARP once you like the vibe. That gives you a new audio element you can chop, reverse, or layer. In jungle production, that kind of resampling can turn a simple idea into something much more unique. If you want to practice this properly, here's a quick challenge. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Write a 2-bar clip in a dark key. Use 4 notes maximum, add arpeggiator at 1/16 with up-down style, choose a bright but controlled synth tone, high-pass it with EQ, and automate the filter over 8 bars. Then duplicate the clip and make one variation for the end of the phrase. Test it with a simple break and a sub note, and if it feels good, bounce it out and see if you can turn it into a new texture later. Let's wrap this up. The big idea here is that a jungle ARP works best when it's simple, rhythmic, and tightly controlled. Keep it in a dark key. Keep the notes short, use arpeggiator plus a clean Ableton synth, protect the low end with EQ, and use automation to make it evolve. In DNB, the ARP isn't just decoration, it's a movement tool. It helps the track feel alive. So the mission is simple. Build something tight, dark, and energetic. Make it push the brakes. Make it leave room for the sub, and make it feel like it belongs in a proper jungle warfare drop. Now go build that sequence and let it bang.